Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be 1930s recordings of Adrian Rollini. Many sources give the year of birth of Rollini as 1904, but he actually was born in 1903, June 26, in New York City. Died in Florida on May 15, 1956. Rollini was a child prodigy. When he was 4 years old, he gave a piano concert in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, where he played Chopin's music. In his teens, he made piano rolls, and in the early 1920s, he joined the California Ramblers. He was mostly, before he joined the California Ramblers, a pianist and played xylophone also. But when he joined the California Ramblers, he bought a bass saxophone, and within a short time, he was playing it, not as a novelty instrument like so many other musicians were doing at the time, but as a real musical instrument. In 1927, he left the California Ramblers and constituted the New Yorkers, an orchestra with the creme de la creme of the white jazz musicians in the 1920s, of course, Bix Beiderbecke, himself, Jovenuti, Eddie Lang. The band was short-lived, but fortunately they made a bunch of recordings, and these are recordings by Frank Trombauer and his orchestra and by Bix and his gang. The New Yorkers was very short-lived, and after a month or so they had to fold, and by the end of the 1927 year, Rollini went to England to join Fred Elizalde. He came back to the States in 1928 a couple of times for short periods. Once when his father was dying and at the time he got married, and another time to look for musicians to bring back to Elizalde's band. He left England at the end of 1929, and in 1930, which is the year where I want to concentrate on today, he made a bunch of recordings with several different groups and different vocalists. And I will start the program with two recordings by Ethel Waters from June 3rd, 1930. First, My Kind of Man, and then You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, a classic that Maurice Chevalier sang in the film The Big Pond. Ethel Waters is accompanied in this recording session by Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone, question mark Ben Selvin violin, and question mark Rube Bloom on piano. So let's listen then to Ethel Waters accompanied by Rollini and another bunch of first-class white jazz musicians, 1930.
But I'm satisfied. I'm in a magic garden, happy with my lover by my side. I don't know him, never saw him, but in my dream I see my kind of a man. Never holds me, still enfolds me in all my dreams. He's just my kind of a man. He's so near, yet so far. Still he's part of my heart. Haven't got him, never had him, but in my dream I've got my kind of a man.
Life is the wealth we share. I know that joy alone shall be our throne, for love is the crown that we wear. I could work and slave the whole day through if I could say it's all for you. For you've brought a new kind of love to me. Life is the wealth we share. I know that joy alone shall be our throne, for love is the righteous crown we'll wear. And I'll work, slave, the whole day through if I could say it's all for you. For you brought that new kind of love to me.
Early in her career, Ethel Waters was recording with black musicians, but as she became more popular, then I guess the studios must have thought that she had to be accompanied by some of the best white musicians in the business. Okay, let's continue with the music. Now I want to play a couple of recordings by Jack Purvis and his orchestra. These are from May 1st, 1930. We have Jack Purvis on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham trombone, Greeley Walton on tenor sax, Edwin Rollini on bass sax, Frank Froba on piano, Will Johnson guitar, and Charles Kegley on drums. And the two recordings that I want to play are What's the Use of Crying, Baby, and When You're Feeling Blue. And this tune sort of reminds me somewhat of Someday Sweetheart. So here is Rollini as one of the members of the Jack Purvis Orchestra, 1930.
Thank you.
I want to move now to May 7, 1930, New York, and we have Joe Venuti's Blue 4, cutting two numbers, first writing the scale and then put and take. The four are Joe Venuti on violin, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Gu Fuss, fountain pen. I forgot to mention that Adrian Rollini was a specialist of weird instruments. We have also Itzi Riskin on piano and Eddie Lang on guitar. So here is Adrian Rollini as one of the Joe Venuti's Blue 4, 1930.
Thank you.
If there is an example of perpetual motion, that is the musicians in Giovenuti's Blue 4 recording of Raying the Scale. Well, let's move now to February 6, 1930, and listen to a couple of recordings by Biff Maul and his Little Maulers. First, Navy Blues, with a vocal by Scrappy Lambert, and then Lucky Little Devil. This is the instrumental version. The Little Maulers are Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Biff Maul on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey clarinet, alto sax, Babe Rossin tenor sax, Lenny Hayton piano, Carl Kress guitar, and Adrian Rodini on the bass saxophone. And pay attention to the obbligato behind the Adrian Rodini in Lucky Little Devil. So let's listen then to Adrian Rodini with Biff Maul's Little Maulers, 1930.
Thank you.
I want to play a couple of recordings by Annette Henshaw. Here she uses the pseudonym Gay Ellis and her Sizzling Syncopators. And the Sizzling Syncopators are Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone. There's a clarinet, a violin, Adrian Rodini is on bass, sax, and gufus. And Rube Bloom is on piano. This is May 5th, 1930. First, Telling It to the Daisies. And here again, there is a trumpet obbligato behind the solo by Adrian Rollini. And then, I've got it, but it don't do me no good. So here is Adrian Rollini as one of the Sizzling Syncopators with Gay Ellis in 1930.
Afraid to part with a lot of loved ones locked up in my heart. For the want of courage, foolishly I tried to conceal what I reveal by a countryside. Telling it to the daisies, hoping they tell you too. Pouring my heart out to them, but it never gets back to you. under those lonely skies. Same as I do on Monday, but they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you, and oh, I fear you're never gonna know unless the birdies tell you so. I know I'm waiting, Lord, on love time. Time and again I'm blue, selling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you.
Masculine company, I'm longing for a weakness that'll
be done for me. I'm afraid I've told you more than I should. I've got it, but it don't do me no good.
Adrian Rollini had recorded with Bert Long when he made one of his short trips while in England in 1928 and 1929. When he returned in 1930, one of the first recordings he made was with Bert Long, and the one I want to play is Hello Baby from January of 1930. And we have Bert Long is the director, Frank Kush and Ed Farley on trumpet, Al Filburn, Fletcher Hereford and Mace Irish on clarinet alto sax, Paul Mason clarinet tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone and vibraphone, Max Eppos on violin, Chauncey Gray is on piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Wardley string bass, Stan King on drums, and the vocalist is Scrappy Lambert. The tune is Hello Baby. Correction, the vocalist is Smith Ballou. I will follow that with a tune that was made famous by Bert Long. This is Bye Bye Blues from July 1930. With Bert Long as a director, Frank Cushion at Farley trumpet, Al Filburn trombone, Elmer Feldkamp clarinet, alto sax, Larry Tice clarinet, alto sax, Paul Mason clarinet, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, vibraphone, Max Eppos violin, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Mary Klein brass bass, string bass, Stan King on drums, and the vocalist by Smith Ballou. So let's listen then to Adrian Rollini with Bert Long's orchestra, 1930.
How do you do? Hello, baby, speaking to you, introducing no one else but me. In person, hello, baby, going my way. Hello, baby, what do you say? How about a little company? I take off my hat to a baby like you. Take off your high hat and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell. Oh, hello, hello, baby.
Thank you.
I forgot to mention that the Bye Bye Blues recording that I played is the Hit of the Week recording. Okay, let's wind up today's program with two recordings by Red Nichols. This is August 27, 1930. We have Red Nichols on cornet, Charlie Teagarden trumpet, Jack Teagarden or Charlie Butterfield trombone, Glenn Miller trombone and arranger, Benny Goodman clarinet, Bud Freeman tenor sax, Eddie Rollini bass sax vibraphone, Joe Sullivan piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. And the two titles I want to play are Who and then Shalimar. I want to read from the liners for the Jazz Oracle Red Nichols set of CDs. No trombone solo is heard on Who. And the trombone added in the final bars of by the Shalimar could be anyone. Charlie Butterfield, trombonist on several New York dates, is a good alternative choice. Also, the lack of a trombone chorus on Who, when even Rollini gets a chorus, is indication enough that Teagarden favored and cosseted by Red just wasn't there. It's interesting that Adrian Rollini used vibraphone on this title, he means by the Shalimar, accompanying Goldman's clarinet solo. Perhaps this is an early run-through for what with Lionel Hampton playing vibes later became the Goodman Quartet. So let's listen then to Adrian Rollini with the Red Nichols. Now he plays bass saxophone and vibraphone. 1930. Thank you. you have enjoyed this program of recordings by Adrian Rollini in 1930. We often listen, of course, to Adrian Rollini with the California Ramblers in the 1920s, and with Frank Trombauer and Vic and his gang, 1927. And later on, in the 30s, he picked up the vibraphone. We don't hear so much Adrian Rollini playing a bass saxophone in 1930, so I thought this program would be of interest to WBIX listeners. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.